I don't know about you, but I'm pretty excited because you're going to be in North Carolina on December 3rd.
I'm pretty excited about coming back to North Carolina.
Now, tell the truth. Isn't the North Carolina show, the Durham show, going to be the best show because you're home? And does that mean we get something extra special, something unique that none of the other cities get?
Yeah, you get me. Charlotte's own.
I mean, but we shared you with everybody else. We shared you with the whole country. Don't we get, like, the hookup, something unique?
Sometimes the people outside of Carolina come and see me the most.
No, they don't love you like we do.
Yes, they do.
I don't believe it.
It's that thing where it's like, you know, oh, we'll see him at Harris Teeter.
Not a Harris Teeter.
Yeah, Harris Teeter or Target. Or that's just Anthony.
Right. Well,
they love me, but you know.
We love you. We're excited. Let me just tell you. People have been killing us on social media and on our request lines, begging for tickets. I mean, folks are losing their mind. So I think that the people of the Triangle are pretty excited.
Help me.
Right. I know, right?
I'm excited. It's going to be different for me because it's Christmas music and it's going to be some of my classic songs. So
about the music, how did you pick the Christmas songs for the albums? Is it your favorite Christmas songs, or were you picking things that you just thought people would love to hear you sing?
A little bit of both. Some of the ones that I love, and I felt like people would want to hear me sing, not the ones that have been sung to death.
Right.
I didn't want to dare do those songs.
Right.
Like, because it wouldn't have been special. Like, you've heard this song a zillion times by 11 people. My manager and them came to me with some suggestions. James Brown Goes Straight to the Ghetto.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you know what? I like that song. Yeah, I can see me doing that.
Okay. All right.
So we did it.
Now, I know you get this question all the time, but we haven't asked it here, so we have to ask now. Will we ever get some sort of gospel-y, gospel-esque album out of you?
I may do a gospel. I mean, I got to wait on God to tell me to do a gospel album. He know when I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody just wants you to do it because of the voice. But it's got to be the right spirit behind it.
Amen.
And I don't play with that.
That is so true.
That's why we got so many pastors who ain't supposed to be pastors because they went on emotion.
Well.
Not with God, what
right.
He had planned for them.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah,
I did catch your Twitter chat last night, and I want you to share with our listeners, if you're on a deserted island and you can only have a couple of CDs, what would those CDs be for you?
Definitely Family My Lady would mm-hmm. be, one of my CDs, coming
right.
from where I'm from, and what else would I take? I'm going to take the Chronic.
Oh, that is good. You might need that.
I'm
going
to be out there. Yeah, I'm going to need something chronic-y if I'm deserted on the island.
I like it. So what's next? So after the tour is done and the Christmas season is over and, it's January, February, March, we're not listening to Christmas music anymore. What's next for Anthony Hamilton?
What's next for me is to go back in and do a regular Anthony Hamilton album.
Okay. All right. So what's another? Have you already gone in the studio or you would just get started?
I've been in to start on it
mm-hmm.
and to go in to see where I'm at musically, and I'm pretty excited about it.
Well, look, we're definitely excited. We love you here. I know you say that people outside of the Carolinas love you more. I don't believe that.
I didn't say they love me more. They just represent better.
That's what you said. You said they represent better, and we just be like, oh, we'll see him at Harris Teeter or Target.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're very excited. We can't wait. December 3rd, D-PAC special guest, Tank, and we'll see you there.
I appreciate that. I look forward to seeing y'all.
Thanks so much for talking to us, okay?
Thank you.